This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Donnie Football with you until 10:35. The nightly sports call comes your way after that. Andrew Filippone on the program tonight. Not sure if it's Pomp or Richie Walsh that will be with him, but you can check that out right here on The Fan, simulcast on KDKA+. Joel Nelson is with me behind the glass, and like we always enjoy doing when we work together, heading into the final hour of the show, which we are now in, I like to give Joel a chance to pick the topic on a given night. So, Joel, what do you got for me on June 10th, 2024?
Donnie, appreciate it as always. So, little trivia question here. Can you name the one lone NFL first-round pick from 2006 who is still in the league? There is one first-round pick from the 2006 NFL draft, Ooh. Who is still playing, set to play in 2024. Do you know who that is?
So I know Aaron Rodgers was 05.
That's correct.
Is it Mercedes Lewis?
That is correct. And today he is signing a one-year deal with the Chicago Bears with what is going to be his 19th season in the NFL. Can you believe that?
That is a long, long time to play at the level that these guys play at. Like, Ben Roethlisberger had a very long career, all things considered. Like, anybody, I mean, really, like, what's even the average now? I feel like when guys get over, like, 3 to 5 years, they have beaten the average.
Wasn't that, like, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah. 19 years in the league is a long, long, long time. And, he played with Aaron Rodgers for a lot of his career.
I'm surprised that this is only Lewis's third team, the Bears, because he had all those years, first-round pick with Jacksonville in 2006, spent all that time until 2017. Honestly, could have retired after the 2017 season. That was, what, his 12th year in the league, and then a few with Aaron Rodgers in his final years with Green Bay, and then 2023, and now this season he's going to be with the Bears. Just three teams over his entire NFL career of 18 plus seasons.
Yeah, I did not realize he played that long with Jacksonville. I mean, he played a dozen years in Jacksonville. Pro Bowler in 2010. That was easily his best season. 58 grabs, 700 yards, 10 touchdowns on the season there. He has not had a year where he has eclipsed 1,000 yards or really even come close to it. He's only had a few years where he's gone over 500 yards. So by no means is Mercedes Lewis a Hall of Famer. I mean, again, just one Pro Bowl in 18 seasons. But, man, I mean, absolutely a successful run.
the 5 years with Green Bay where he was playing with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what it was. I do not remember him playing that long in Jacksonville. Like, I remember this.
Right.
I know it's just because of recency bias, maybe. I feel like I'm going to remember him as a Packer more than a Jag, and he had much more success in Jacksonville than he did in Green Bay.
I could see that. I could see that. Yeah, I totally forgot that he was the 2006 draft. I really didn't get into the NFL until 2013 or so. But at that point, I thought Lewis had only been with the Jaguars for only, you know, maybe three or four seasons, and not since 2006. He's already entering, you know, the back end of his career, kind of, in 2013.
Now, did you have any more trivia on the 2006 draft before I look into it a little bit more?
No, that was it. Okay. I mean, I think Lewis is the only first-round pick from 2006 who's still in the league.
Yeah, I mean, so looking at these names, this was that draft that took place after what some still say is the greatest college football game of all time, which was the USC-Texas National Championship game at the Rose Bowl, which, you know, I really can't argue against it. I mean, that game was fantastic on every level. But you look at some of the names that were picked early in this draft. Mario Williams, Reggie Bush, Vince Young, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, who, I mean, he had himself a pretty nice NFL career. A.J. Hawk, who has now been on the Pat McAfee show for the last, 2 years. Vernon Davis played until 2019. Some of these guys played for about a decade. Some of these guys played for even less. Like, think of the big quarterbacks out of this draft. It was Vince Young, Matt Leinart, Jay Cutler. And Cutler, far and away, had the best career of any one of these guys. Cutler played until 2017 with Denver, Chicago, a stint in Miami. Trying to look through to figure out who the best player out of this first round was. Do you know who the Steelers picked that year? Do you have it pulled up in front of you?
I do, but I wouldn't recognize it like right away if
they picked Santonio Holmes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There it is. I see it.
Yeah, 25th overall. They actually traded up a few picks to take Santonio Holmes. There's honestly not like a
There's not like a standout name within
correct.
This. Maybe it's Nick Mangold or DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Yeah, so the Jets
draft.
Yeah, the Jets really had two good first round picks. DeBrickashaw Ferguson, a good player. Mangold, I always thought, not quite a Hall of Famer. Seven Pro Bowls, two All Pros, but he was a damn good player in his time. Antonio Cromartie, pretty good player, four Pro Bowls, one All Pro. Tomba Hall Lee, he went to five Pro Bowls. So good player. One of the great Chris Berman names of all time, Joseph Live and Let a Die. He was drafted 30th overall. Oddly enough, the 33rd overall pick, DeMeco Ryans.
Oh, wow.
For the Houston Texans. They took Mario Williams and DeMeco Ryans with their first two picks of this draft. Man, this is tough. So I think Haloti Ngata, who was picked by the Ravens 12th overall, he has himself an argument to be the best player out of that first round. It's probably either Ngata.
Gotta think Reggie Bush made a case, right?
See, honestly, I don't think he's all that close to what some of the other guys were able to pull off. I mean, Bush, I actually think was a disappointment in his NFL career. I've probably been too harsh on the guy to call him a bust. I mean, he did play in the league for a decade, so it's not like he immediately fizzled out. But I think given what we saw from him at the college level, I mean, he's in the argument of greatest college football player ever, and he just never really lived up to that at the NFL level. I honestly think if you had to pick the best players from this first round, D'Angelo Williams also in that first round, a former Steeler at one time. It's either Nick Mangold or Haloti Ngata. They're both guys who were about five-time Pro Bowlers. Mangold was a seven-time Pro Bowler and two-time All-Pro. Ngata was a five-time Pro Bowler and two-time All-Pro. Tombaugh Lee, the Penn Stater, he's not far off from that. Five-time Pro Bowler for him. Otherwise, that is a surprisingly pretty weak-looking draft. Vince Young was actually two-time Pro Bowler and a Rookie of the Year right off the bat. But see, like, that's another one. Even though he started out his career well, I would say that he was a bust given his expectations.
Just never panned out in the long run.
Kind of the same way that I see RG3. RG3 was, he blasted onto the scene as a rookie, and then it just never really worked out. So, yeah, I mean, I go with Mangold. Very close second is Haloti Ngata. I'm just going to make sure I didn't really miss anybody else in there. I don't really think I did. Jonathan Joseph went to a couple of Pro Bowls. Holmes, obviously, as the Super Bowl MVP, to his credit. But, yeah, I mean, the Jets came away with two of the best players from that group. That was a good one tonight, Joel. I always love going down memory lane when it comes to the NFL draft. There was one Hall of Famer. There was only one Hall of Famer, at least as of right now, in that draft. Do you know who it was, Joel?
Man, I'm not sure. Was it Dante Whitner?
No, so he was a first-round player. Whitner was. There were some pretty good players taken in the second round of this draft. D'Amico Ryans obviously stands out. Lendale White, he didn't, yeah, his most notable moment was stomping on the terrible towel. Greg Jennings was taken in the second round, the former Packers receiver. Andrew Whitworth was taken in the second round. Maurice Jones-Drew taken in the second round. But right around that same time, second round, 57th overall pick, Devin Hester.
Oh, wow.
For the Chicago Bears. So I'd actually argue that the second round picks were better than the first round picks.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. But yeah, that was a fun one. I always like going down memory lane when it comes to the NFL draft. 412-928-9370. Coming up, we'll check in on what's going on in Florida, game two of the Stanley Cup Final. Also, two games into the NBA Finals. Where are we at with that? A few more minutes with me. It's Donnie Football here on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you for a few more minutes. Game two of the Stanley Cup Final going on right now. Nico Mikkola has tied the game up for Florida, his second goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It is 1-1, just about 90 seconds into the third period. In Florida, Matthias Ekholm had the goal in the first period for the Oilers on one of their first shots of the game. Still just 9 shots for Edmonton in this one. 8 saves made by Bobrovsky. Skinner has 21 saves for Edmonton in this one. Joel and I both picked the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup in 6 games, so a win tonight would certainly help out those odds a little bit. A loss would mean that Edmonton would have to win 4 consecutive games to get us to that point. And it seems like their offense, you got to credit the Panthers here, Joel. I mean, holding a team that has as much offensive firepower as Edmonton to no goals in the first game. Now, they did get 30-plus shots off, but even in this game, 9 shots for Edmonton. Connor McDavid has just 2. Leon Draisaitl has just 1. That seems to be a big-time outlier for what that team is used to.
And it was like this in the final game of the Western Conference Finals when Edmonton took down Dallas, but like Dallas outshot Edmonton by twice as many shots as Edmonton had, and yet Edmonton still won the game. I don't know how they're hanging around right now. The shots are 22-9, Florida right now. It's, yeah, so good job by Florida. The score should be much higher right now. Florida's offense has to get going a little bit. They just did. They just scored. It's now 2-1 Florida, as I say that.
Huh.
But yeah, McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman, Edmonton's got some stars, man, and Florida holding them to just 1 goal through the first 5 periods of the series is pretty darn good.
And it was Evan Rodriguez again, the former Penguin, his second goal of the Stanley Cup Final. He had one the other night. Man, he might have the game winner tonight if this score holds. That is nuts. NBA Finals, Boston leads it 2-0. Luka had 32 points. 11 assists, 11 rebounds. Last night it was not enough. He played almost 43 minutes. Boston just so well-rounded. Holiday led the way with 26. Brown had 21. Tatum had 18. Derek White had 18. Porzingis had 12 off the bench. Just Boston so far, I don't want to say overwhelming. It's not like it's been 2 complete blowouts, but they just seem to have more firepower than what Dallas was ready to deal with. Game 3 of that series Wednesday night in Dallas. Want to thank Jason Mackey. Want to thank Ray Fittipaldo. Want to thank our great callers as well. And as always, a thank you to Joel Nelson behind the glass. Coming up next, the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. You'll hear Andrew Filippone on that with either Bob Pompeiani or Richie Walsh. That's coming your way in just a few minutes. Donnie Football signing off on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.